Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom HaBavli, Daf Samaches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. The second line up from the foot of the page, Rabbi Zvikan. Rabbi Zvikan, Am Rabbi Zera, Shal, Parim Nesofim, Rishim Nesofim, Kinitmu, Ma, Yisufu, Mitzvosim. Rabbi Zvikan said that Rabbi Zera asked that if Parim Nesofim and Rishim Nesofim became Tommy, are they burned like their mitzvah? What did he ask about? He asked about when they became Tomei before Zvika. If they became Tomei after Zvika, then apply to it means the Korban Sibur is offered. B'mayadoi means even on Shabbos, and B'mayadoi means even B'tumah. Amar Rabbi Yosi, V'eida, I should say, Shulai Kosov, Boy B'mayadoi, Leishma Amina Klum. Rabbi Yosi said that Edom, which is Pahelem Dabash of the Sibur, about which it's not written B'mayadoi, you can't learn anything, is a question even if it became Tomei after Zvika. Amr Mana, Loi Mis Mana, Rabbi Yosi, Rebbe, Hacha, Kayem, Hacha, Va'amale, Kayem, Rafa Mashiach, Ve'edom. Rabbi Mana said that why did Rabbi Yosi, my Rebbe, establish Rabbi's question even after Zvika only for Pa'eda? Why did he refrain from establishing it for Par, Koyen, Mashiach, and Ha'eda? V'amalei, Rabbi Bun, Barachia, Amar Belaza, Shal, Parim HaNesofim, HaNesim HaNesofim, V'yapsa Roiv Ha'eva, V'amashlim L'Roiv. Vikan said to Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Bun, Barachia said that Rabbi Belaza asked if Parim HaNesofim, HaNesim HaNesofim, if the majority of a limb left the Azor and the entire limb completes the majority of the animal, do we consider that the entire limb left, so most of the animal left, and it's metame begodim? Milse amma berubay adoratoli. The Gemara objects that his question shows that the matter depends on the majority. For instance, most of the animal is inside, it's not metame. Fita had a milse, yotza rubay, v'achakach yotza roiv ha'eve, amashlin roiv. Also, the following is obvious, that if the majority left and after has left the majority of the limb that completes the majority, it was metame once the majority of the animal left, even though most of a limb was inside, we don't consider the entire limb to be inside. It's needed to ask about when the majority of limbs didn't leave, and after has left the majority of the limb that completes the majority of the number of limbs. Do we follow two majorities and say that it's as if most of the limbs left and this suffices, even though most of the volume of the animal is inside? Rabbi Ba'aba said that Rabbi Elazar asked if Parim HaNesofim and Sirim HaNesofim left and returned, are the Metamim Begodim? Shita Derech Chazira Einu Metamim Begodim. Rabbi says that, well, obviously on the return inside, they're not Metamim Begodim. The answer is that we ask whether it was the Tam Begodim of those who took it out, since it later returned inside, their action didn't help. Rabbi Abba asked a question from a Mishnah that they would carry it on poles. When the first people left the wall of the Azor and the latter didn't leave, the first ones are Matam Begodim, the latter are not Matam Begodim until they leave. When they leave, both of them are Matam Begodim. The challenge is of Zvikan, who holds that it depends on the majority of the animal. If so, the first and last people should be the same. Amar Rabbi Yudan, Avui de Matanya, Shnia, He, Dechsev, Hoitzi, Achi Yotzi, Rishus, Kalam Hoitzi. Yudin, the father of Matanya, said that there is different because it says Vahoytzi until everyone carrying it out leaves his Rishus. Rabbi Yomi Amar Rabbi Elazar Shal, Parim HaNesofim, Mesir HaNesofim, say Ma'u Shiyifsalu Misham Yotzen. Rabbi Yomi said that Rabbi Elazar asked, do Parim HaNesofim and Mesir HaNesofim become possible due to Yotzen being taken out there? So perhaps they don't because they are destined to leave. Now he asked according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's obvious. If Palgun Hashechet Toida Bifnim Belachma Chutz Lachoima Lakide Shalechem Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chutz Lachoima Yerushalayim Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Chutz Lachoima Sazor. They argue about the following case. If a person slaughtered a toida inside and the bread was outside, the bread did not become kaddish. The Yechon said it was outside the wall of Yerushalayim. We're not concerned if it's outside the Azor because it's destined to leave. Whereas the Shlokish said it was outside the wall of the Azor, even though it's destined to leave. However, perhaps inner chatois are different because they must leave. Rish Lakish teaches that, like he told elsewhere, because Rabbi Ami said the name of Rish Lakish, that if meat of Shlomim left and later entered, and Zvika was done for it, it already became possible due to Yotze, even though it's destined to leave. Amrav Yosef, Vafilik of Yechonon, Sichalei Yerushalayim, Afapisha Eina Mechitza, Lekotche Kadoshim, Mechitzi Lekotche Kalim, Kutzach Emes Yerushalayim, Eina Mechitza Lekotche Kadoshim, Veloi Lekotche Kalim. Rabbi Yosef said that they argue even according to Yechonon. He holds that bread becomes Kaddish within the walls of Yerushalayim, even though it's not a Mechitza for Kotche Kadoshim, because it's Mechitza for Kotche Kalim. Outside the wall of Yerushalayim is not a Mechitza for Kotche Kadoshim, or for Kodshim Kalim, so Yotze applies. Or since the Parim and Seirim should be burned outside, Yotze does not apply. Amr Mana Eina Mechitza Lahen. Rabbana rejects that, saying the wall of Yerushalayim is not a Mechitza for Kodshim Kalim. They need not be taken out of the Azor. However, the Parim and Seirim must be burned outside, so Yochum would hold that Yotze does not apply. Rav Loza Shal, Parim and Nisofim, Seirim and Nisofim, Mol, Sheyitmu, The brother asked the question, are Parim and Nisofim and Seirim and Nisofim metame food and drink without the animals receiving hechsher, without receiving tumah, because in the end they will have severe tumah? Shmuel Kaputkia asked, well, if you say so, then they should be metame the emurim, and if so, we couldn't offer the emurim. Ella b'shepirshu, rather he asks about after the emurim were removed, only then they're proper to be burned and are matame. Afilatema loy pirshu kador in mechatz matamin davel achzor litmoif mimenu. The second answer is you can even say that they were not removed. This is like we say that mechatz means even though it's matame, one who carries it, it's not matame something to return to become tamish from it, because if so, there's never kosher mechatz. Likewise, inner chatois are not matame the emurim, because if so, they never have kosher emurim. He said, "Rabbi Yemiya, how he nivros ift hatoho, how he matame tumas eichlin, b'lei hechsher, b'lei tumah mipnei fesofin tumas tumah chamor." Rabbi Yemiya asked, "Well, what's the question? Surely they're like nivros ift toho. Nivros ift toho is matame tumas eichlin without hechsher and without tumah, because in the end it will have severe tumah." I'm Rabbi Yosef. Nivros ift hatoho ein lemechitza elu yesh lemechitza. Rav Yosef answered that Nivros Eif Tahor is different because it doesn't have a mechitza within which it's not matame. Parim and Seirim Hanisrofim have a mechitza; they're not matame until they leave the Azor. Amrav Mana Nivros Ha'if Hatahor Yesh Lemechitza Adam Lemechitzasa Di Loi Kain Ilehivi Kelev Erbishay Begodim Ve'Echiloi Nivros Eif Tahor Shema Shesei Matame Begodim Beis Abliya. The Rabbana asked, well, Nivros Eif Tahor has a mechitza. Man is its mechitza. It's tummy only in a person's galut. If you don't say so, then if one bought a dog and clothed it and fed it to Nivros Eif Tahor, perhaps it's matam begodim, the beis ablia, while it swallows it. Amr Blaza, Dremir, Nivros Eif Tahor, mechitzas b'chol mokayim, el mechitzasam puts the Yerushalayim. And Blaza of the south answered that Nivros Eif Tahor, if mechitza is anywhere that a person eats it, in a chatois, the mechitza is outside Yerushalayim, according to Shimon, or outside the Azor, according to the Rabbanon.
Amr Blaza, Parim and Nisofim, Rufim and Nisofim, Sheshachton, Zurik, if Domon, Lamacha, Pigil, Vahagte, Emurim, Lamacha, Pigil, Rufif, Psori, Lamacha, Loi Pigil, Loi Chishev, Loi Lachilas Adam, Loi Lachilas Mizbeach. Blaza says that Parim and Nisofim, Anisurim, Hanisofim, one slaughtered with intent to throw their blood to Ma'o, it makes a pigle. If he intended to be makte, burn up the emurim, the parts that are burnt to Ma'o, he has created pigle. If he intended to burn their meat to Ma'o, he did not, because he did not intend for consumption of man or the mizbeach. Rishamai boy avdu ha'emurim ma'o lezoikis adam alabaso. Rishamai asked that if the emurim of the inner chatois were lost, may one throw the blood in order to get the mitzvah to burn the meat. The Gemara objects to that. Why did he ask this question? Surely we may not do that, because didn't he hear Rabbi Elazar say that intent to burn the meat tomorrow it does not make pigle, because he did not intend for consumption of man or the mizbeach. Now Rabbi Zakkai Zal Shasorah from Tameh Begodim. Rabbi Zakkai taught in a baisa that if a zar, a non-kohen, burned the inner chatois, he is metameh begodim. Vaisucha, we should say, ela maushihu kasherim balayla. There's no chiddush that he's kosher to burn them, but rather are they kosher to burn at night. Ovachime, ma im hekter emuim shein kasherim bazar kasherim balayla, elu shein kasherim bazar, eno din shehu kasherim balayla. And the Gemara answers is, the Kalvachime that teaches this. Haktoras Emurim is not kosher through a non-kohen, and it's kosher at night, so burning these which is kosher through a non-kohen, all the more so, it's kosher at night. V'aseref le'himsis isa'or v'lei ha'masadet ha'marocha ezu ha'seref zo ha'masayeya b'sha'as seriva. V'aseref is metam v'godim, but not the one who lit the fire, and not the one who arranged the wood pile. Who is Haseref? It's the one who helps at the time of burning. Rabbi Yossi infers that one who helps at the time of burning is Matam Begodim. Rabbi Ami B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Amapech B'Kazayef Matam Begodim, Laisuch Ela Haya Oimed B'Fnim Rabbi Yodi Koyra Amapech B'Kazayef Ma'u. So Rabbi Ami asked, quoting from Rabbi Elazar, that one who flips over a Kazayef to hasten its burning is Matam Begodim. I don't need to ask about this. Rather, if he was standing inside Yerushalayim with a beam in his hand and flipped over a kazayis, what's the law? Perhaps anyone who helps in the place of burning is Matam Begodim. Yishmei Menador, Vahitzi V'Soraf Ma Hamitzi Achi Yotzi Lachutz Af HaSeref Achi Yisoyf Bachutz. And we answer that we can learn from the following. The Pasuk said Vahitzi V'Soraf, just like one who takes in a chatois outside is not matam begodim until he takes it and himself goes outside. Also, the one who burns is not matam begodim until he burns and he himself is outside. Taman amar chizkiah v'tami adayev lo'abois tami adayev lo'abois haseref v'ishachakein. The second answer is that there the paraduma means chizkiah said that v'tami adayev, and he's impure until the evening. It says in Bamid b'perg yotef pasachis. That includes one who burns and even one who helps to burn from afar. Also here, we can say this as well. We come now to the next Mishnah, as Halacha Zayin, Amru l'Kohen Gadol, Hegiya Se'ir l'Midbar, Menayin ha'yoidim shegiya se'ir l'Midbar, Did Kois ha'yoisim menifim b'sudarim v'yoidim shegiya se'ir l'Midbar. The Mishnah says that they told the Kohen Gadol the goat reached the Midbar. How do they know the goat reached the Midbar? They made Did Kois, which would explain, and waved flags, and knew that the goat reached the midbar. And Rav Yehuda, V'halai simen gadol hayalehen, gimel milim mirushalayim, v'ad beis charon, holchim mil v'choizim mil, v'shoyen kadei mil, v'yoidin, shehegiya se'ir l'midbar. Yehuda says that there was a great simen, that it was 3 mil from Mishalayim until beis charon, which is the beginning of the midbar. People accompanying the mishaleach go a mil, return a mil, and delay the time to walk a mil, and they know that the goat reached the midbar. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, V'alei Simen Acher, Hayalahem, Loshen Shazahus, Hayakoshua, Bishosha Hechel, Okshagia Seir Midbar, Hayaloshen, Malbin, Shneema, Emu Hatoichem, Kashenem, Kashonem, Kashere Gelbinu. Rabbi Shmuel says that there was a different Simen. A red strip was tied to the opening of the Hechel. When the goat reached the midbar, the strip whitened, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayah Peg, Alef Pasuk Yudres, Yeshua's sins will be Kashonem, Kasher Gyalbinu, they will whiten, if they'll be like crimson, they will whiten like snow. And the Gemara says, Ma'u did kois, Kablan. Gemara asks, what are did kois? They are tall rocks. Perek Shnei Seiri.